Shalom aleichem, dear friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbi Yaakov Tov ben David HaKohen, for Shmuel Tzvi ben David Akiva. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Pei Tes, Sif Dalet, it says that if somebody asks his friend, how many is it to be Omer? What day is it in Sfiras Omer? He should answer, yesterday was such and such. Otherwise, he can't count again with the bracha. He says, what day is it of the Omer? And he says, today's the seventh day. He says, today's the fifth day, let's say. He can't count again, because he already counted. So that night he can't count again with the bracha, because he was already Yotze. Explains the Mishnah Berurah that even though we pass in the mitzvah Trichus Kavana, nevertheless, Lenyan Bracha, we have to be Choshish for the opinion that mitzvahs ain't Trichus Kavana. So he has to be machmir that night not to count with a bracha, because maybe he was already yotz even though mitzvah saying trichas kavana. Derech agav, it could very well be that he has to count again with kavana, because if he counts again in the future nights, then now we're being machmir and saying don't count with a bracha, because maybe you're already yotz, but there's a sotza that he wasn't yotz, and then how can he count in the future nights with a bracha? So he should count again with kavana to be yotze, just without a bracha. So Mishnah Berurah explains, look there and look in the Shaar Tzion and Siman Chaf Ches, look in Siman Chaf Beis in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Chaf Ches in the Shaar Tzion, that this whole din that you might have been yotze when you told your friend tonight is the fifth night is when you're in the first 6 days. But Mikan Ve'ilech, it's true that Lechatchila you shouldn't answer, say tonight is the 12th night, tonight is the 16th night, you shouldn't. But if you did answer, you can count again that night with a bracha. And the reason is that since you should have said weeks, and you didn't, you just said tonight is the 16th night, and you didn't say tonight is 2 weeks and 2 days, it's muchach, it's clear that you don't want to be yotze. And it's like you had kavana the opposite way. It's like a mechavein lahefech. Like you had kavana not to be yotze zayin. And even though shavuos aren't ma'akev, it's not ma'akev that you mention the weeks, nevertheless, since it's the derech to mention the weeks, there's a raya that you don't want to be yotze. So in an instance where it's muchach that your kavana is not to be yotze, you're not yotze afil l'man diomar mitzvah sein trichas kavana. So come to us from the Mishnah Berurah that in an instance where you have where it's muchach, it's clear that you don't want to be yotze. For example, if you didn't count the weeks, if you didn't mention the weeks when you told him what night it was, that's like kavana hafchis. That's like the opposite kavana. Kavana not to be yotze. In the middle, you're not yotze, and that night you can count again with a bracha. Goyin Agadol, Avram Genachovsky Zatzal, has a number of ha'aris in this Mishnah Berurah. First of all, why don't we say that even in the first 6 days it's muchach that he doesn't have kavana l'mitzvah? Why? Because if you answer your friend, you're counting without a bracha, and it's asur to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha, like we say in the Mishnah Trumas, that an ilam, a mute person, shouldn't take off truma because he can't make the bracha. So why then don't we say that his kavana is not to be yotze? Because he's not making the bracha. In the chetchila, you have to make a bracha. So you have to be mechalek that there's no umdina. Why? Because there's not a hochacha from the guf ha-sfira. When he says 16, he doesn't mention the weeks there, there's a pagam in the guf ha-sfira. So mele, his kavana is not to be yotze. When he doesn't make a bracha, there's no pagam in the guf ha-sfira. The sfira he did. Possibly, that would be an answer for the Mishnah Berurah. On the other hand, we find in the Bir Halacha that if you answer your friend Ben Hashmashas, if your derech is not to count Ben Hashmashas, so it's also Muchamil, so it's also clear that you have Kavana not to be Yotze. So Yitaka Firtois Mita Tzarechiyun. But he suggests that Ben Hashmashas, if your Kavana is not to count during Ben Hashmashas, if generally you don't count during Ben Hashmashas, so we assume that you don't want to be Yotze. So why don't we say also that if you count without a bracha, you don't want to be yotzei ben hashmashos lechora? It's not a pagam in the gufa sfira. The sfira you did properly. You just didn't do. You just didn't do it at the right time. So we have to say no, that you can't compare it to not making a bracha. Rather, you have to compare it to not counting with weeks. Not making a bracha is not a pagam in the gufa sfira. Not mentioning the weeks is a pagam in the gufa sfira, and so counting ben hashmash is also a pagam in the very sphere, and therefore you're not yotze. And you can count again that night with a bracha. Now, the svar of the Mishnah Berura, that if you don't mention weeks, it's muchach that your kavana is not to be yotze, we find a similar machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Heilig Chabino Rav, the Dovev Meshar. Not that the Magen Avraham is not Heilig. The Heilig Magen Avraham and the Heilig Chabino Rav. It says in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, that if somebody takes lulav on Shabbos and takes it from Rishus to Rishus, he's Pater Midrabanan, Mishum Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. Because he made a mistake while trying to perform a mitzvah, so Mimele, he's Pater for being Motzi Merishus L'Rishus. Frak the Gemara. When you take out the lulav, you weren't Mekayim Mitzvah. What do you mean? What do you mean he's Toya B'dvar Mitzvah? When he took out the lulav, he wasn't Mekayim any Mitzvah? Because Meda'ag Bein Nafak Bein, the moment you pick it up, you're Yotze. So this meant is, what do you mean when you tell me that he was Toya B'dvar Mitzvah? There was no Mitzvah, the Mitzvah was already done. When he took it out, it was too late, so there's no Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, he should be Chayiv for taking it out to the second Rishus. And for the Gemara, Shehafcho, he switched it around. What's Chat Shehafcho? So Rashi learns Shehafcho means that he turned the lulav upside down. And it says in Sukkah Mem Hamad Beis that you're only Yotzei Derech G'day Lasan. And here, it wasn't Derech G'day Lasan, it was upside down. That's Rashi. That's why you were in Yotzei. Rabbeinu Chananel has another pshat as to why you were in Yotzei. Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, Shehavach yamin l'smol, u'smol l'yamin. You put the left hand in the right hand, and the right hand in the left hand. You put the esrog in your right hand, and the lulav in your left hand, which if you're a righty, that's not the way to do it. You should be doing it opposite. So that's Shana Rabbeinu Chananel. You put it in the wrong hand. Now it says in Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Nun Aleph Sif Beis that you should take a lulav in your right hand and an esrog in your left hand. Magen Avraham writes that even though it's mashma in the Shulchan Aruch there in Sif Gimel, Tafresh Nun Aleph, that it's on lichatchila b'bidyavid. If you are a mahapech and you take the esrog in your right hand and the lulav in your left hand, you're yotze. Nevertheless, you can learn from Rabbeinu Chananel that even b'dyavid you're not yotze. Even b'dyavid you're not yotze, because Rabbeinu Chananel says that the reason you're Torah B'dvar Mitzvah is because you haven't been yotze yet, because you put it in the wrong hand. So even though from the Shulchan Aruch it seems that it's only the Chatchil B'dyavid you're yotze, from Rabbeinu Chananel you're not even yotze. If you switched hands, you're not yotze at all, and therefore you should take it again. Now in the Dovev Meisharim in Chelek Aleph Simen Memtes, he discusses this Magen Avraham, and he's not so sure that the Magen Avraham is correct. Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't necessarily mean that it's ma'akev when you put it in the other hand. Rather, what Rabbeinu Chananel means is that from that you switched hands, it's muchach that your kavana is not to be mekayim a mitzvah. Because it's mavur in Tosfos that the whole kasha of mida'ag bei nofak bei is on l'man di'amar mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. The l'man di'amar mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you didn't have kavana, so of course you're not yotze. Now, even according to the man di'amar mitzvahs and tzrichas kavana, but when you did it shalok tikuna, when you did it the wrong way, when you put the right in the left hand, the left in the right way, you were supposed to go in the right hand, you put in the left hand, and vice versa, everybody holds that you're not yotze. Because again, Dov Meisharim says, how can Rabbein, how can the Magen Avraham, how can Magen Avraham learn from Rabbeinu Hananel that you're not Yotze when you switched hands? Is that what he means at all? Could very well be that the Rabbeinu Hananel means that when you switched hands, it's not that there's a psul in the etzem l'kichas arbaminim, but now your kavana is not to be Yotze. Because even according to the Man D'Yomer, Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, when you did it the wrong way, when you didn't do it in the ideal way, that's it's muchach that your kavana is not to be yotze. We're talking obviously about somebody who knows the din. He knows that the esrog is supposed to go in the left hand, and the lulav is supposed to go in the right hand. He knows the din, and he switched them around. So it's clear that his kavana is not to be yotze. You see an interesting machlokas between the Dov of Meisharim and the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham learns from Rabbeinu Hananel that when you switched hands, you're not Yotze, because you put it in the wrong hand. And Rabbeinu, when the Dov of Meisharim learns, you are Yotze, like the Mishnah, like Shulchan Aruch says. You just had Kavana not to be Yotze. That's the Kavana, not else the Maisa. In the Meiri, he writes in the name of Yeshomrim, this is Lamed Zayin Amud Beis and Maseches Sukkah, that if a person was Mahapich Miyamin L'smol, it's Ma'akev B'di'evit. And he proves it from the Gemara, Hafcho. And the Meiri argues, and he says, pshat is, hafcho shelo kederech kedei lasan. Like Rashi. So this Meiri is clearly not like the Dov of Meisharim. He brings in the name of the Yeshomrim, that it's there's a pagam in the etzem mitzvah when you put it in the wrong hand. And then the Meiri says, no, that it's shelo kederech kedei lasan, but he never suggests that the issue is kavana, that he had kavana not to be yotze. There's another interesting nafkamina. Can you prove from Rashi that if you hold it shelo kederech kedei lasan, you're not yotze b'diavad? According to the Magen Avraham, yeah, because here we're dealing with a pagam in the etzem ma'aseh netila. So if you did it shelo kederech kedei lasan, according to Rashi, you're not yotze. But Dov Meisharim would say that according to Rashi, if I take it shelo kederech kedei lasan, I could be yotze. It's just muchach, since I didn't do it in the lechatchila way, that I don't have kavana to be yotze. It's all din of my kavana. If I have kavana to be yotze, I can still be yotze. So l'chora, the svar of the Dov of Meisharim and the Arba Minim is like the svar of the Mishnah Berurah and Sfiras HaOmer. That if there's an umdana that he doesn't want to be yotze, he's not yotze. U'l'chora, l'fize, the Mishnah Berurah is not like the Magen Avraham. Because according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no raya from Rabbeinu Hananel that if he's mahapich, if he put it in the opposite hand, he's not yotze. Rather, the pshat is that his kavana is not to be yotze. So it's beautiful then that it comes out that the Mishnah Berurah is not like the Magen Avraham, because he has the same svar of the Dov of Meisharim, that you have kavana not to be yotze. That's why you're not yotze in Sfiras HaOmer if you have an umdana demuchach. You've an umdana that you don't want to be yotze, you're not yotze. So here also he can use that same svara. So too by Arba Saminim, if you have an umdana that he doesn't want to be yotze, he's not yotze. Now like the Magen Avraham, who says that switching hands means that you have kavan that the etzem meisa netila is pagul, that you're not yotze when you put it in the opposite hand. But the Mishnah Berurah would apparently say no, that if you put it in the wrong hand, you could be yotze. You just it's muchach that you have kavan not to be yotze. The only problem is, why did the Mishnah Berurah copy in Hilchos Lulav of the Magen Avraham? That you have to be choshish for the Shita of Rabbeinu Hananel, that if you switched hands, you're not Yotze and you should take it again. Why does Mishnah Berurah have to say that? Mishnah Berurah could very well say Pshat and Rabbeinu Hananel is that if you switched hands, it's Muchach that your Kavan is not to be Yotze. But if your Kavan is to be Yotze, you're Yotze. Why then does he learn in Hilchos Lulav like the Magen Avraham when he has a Svara opposite the Magen Avraham? He can learn Rabbeinu Hananel that it's a din in kavana, not in the Maase Netila. So we can be mechalek that the Mishnah Berurah had a suffik if you say this umdina, and therefore le'inyan sfiras ha'omer, you're mitzarif this umdina. And we say that you don't have to be choshish l'man di'amar mitzah sein tzrichas kavana. When you're mitzarif the fact, when you combine it with the fact that we have an umdana that he didn't mention shavuos, so you have both the fact that we're going lefi the man de'amar mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana, and he didn't mention weeks, so 1 plus 1, we say that he can count still with a bracha. But linyan adin, where he switched hands. He took the lulav in the right hand, the esrog in the right hand, and the lulav in the left hand. Now we're choshesh that he doesn't have an umdana. And if he doesn't have an umdana, it's muchach me'rabbeinu Hananel that he's not yotze. And therefore it's better to be machmir and take it again without a bracha. So since you're Mesupik, whether or not you say the Umdana in the case of Sfiras HaOmer, where you have two reasons that the person should make the say it again with the bracha. Number one, Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana, and number two, he didn't mention weeks. So there we're going to tell him that he's allowed to say it again with the bracha. But with respect, when there's only one Umdana, by the case of switching hands, there we should be choshesh that there's no umdina, that's not enough for us, and therefore he wasn't yotze. So there's a lot more to be mefalpel on this issue, but I was just giving you a taste. Yishma chocham Yosef lekach, and we should all be zelcha lomo du lelamed lishma velasas. Well, the kaim is called Ibrahim Sam Tarasa Behava, maybe Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Shalom.